Newsbreak podcast.
Just over 2 weeks since the first mine collapse happened. It happened on Sunday, 11th of September. And last night, what we understand is there was a second burst of the mine on the other side. That is the same mine dam where this collapse happened. And according to what we've been told so far, is that because there's been rain in Daggafontein in the past 2 days, the mine collapsed again. So the cause of the second collapse was essentially due to the rain that took place in the town. But talking to residents here, you know, they are worried because now what they say is they know that the rainy season is approaching. And if 2 days of rain can cause this, then what will happen if the rains take place longer than 2 days? You know, so the fear, and people are saying they don't feel safe. They don't know whether they're going to be moved or what is going to happen. Because what is happening in this place is that there are people who have been relocated and there are people who are still here and who still live in those houses that were affected by the mud that happened 2 weeks ago. So those people are the ones who are saying, now we don't know if we are actually safe because we thought this thing has passed. The mud that came out of the mine is done with. The mine to collapse again. This time around, one can say that there has not really been damage at all to any of the infrastructure or any of the houses. It was just some water that the mine is currently draining in that area. And that area is closer to the mine than it is to the residents this time around. But obviously, because now there's been a second collapse of the mine or the second burst of the mine, residents are not feeling safe at all.
What is the local government saying?
We did speak to the mayor previously on various occasions, actually. And he has indicated that just prior to the bursting of the mine 2 weeks ago, they had already started talking to the mine, you know, just to for it to look at the safety of the community. And they were also talking to them about the development of the area, which is one of the other things that have come up about the development of the town, Daggafontein itself. There's absolutely no development whatsoever that has taken place over the years. So those are some of the things that the municipality has been discussing with the mine. The search and rescue is still ongoing because there are still two people missing from 2 weeks ago.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.